The River Gypsies by Nick Middleton. My Indian friend, Babu, and I stood amongst the crowd watching the river gypsies with their snakes. Beside them were several wooden boxes in which they kept their snakes. From one of these boxes, one of the gypsies had produced half a dozen small snakes, which were winding themselves round his wrists like bright green bangles. The other gypsy, who wore a purple headscarf tied round his forehead, was dangling his hands in front of a hooded cobra, which was rising up from another box. The crowd watched in horror and delight. Suddenly, there was a small commotion in the crowd, and an old man came forward and spoke to the river gypsies, who immediately began to coax their snakes back into their boxes. "The old man has a snake in his house," Babu explained to me. The crowd followed the river gypsies to the old man's house, the backyard of which sloped down to the flooded fields. One of the river men gathered some earth from the entrance and rubbed it between his hands. He smelt it and gave it to his colleague in the purple headscarf to do the same. "If the earth smells of fish, then the men know there's a snake inside," Babu whispered to me. The river gypsies entered the main room, which had a bed on one side and a neat row of cooking pots hung above a sideboard on the other. The owner of the house, evidently pleased to see a foreigner, beckoned me into his bedroom and pointed to the bed. This was the safest place from which to watch the proceedings. Suddenly there was a commotion beneath the sideboard, and the river gypsy with the purple headscarf darted underneath it. He emerged holding a full-sized cobra as long as his arm. The snake hissed as the river gypsy expertly twisted his arm to prevent the snake from striking him. The crowd let out a collective gasp as he began to force the cobra into one of the boxes. But the show was not over yet. The other river gypsy had his head beneath the bed on which I was cowering. He emerged in a flash holding a second cobra, just as long as the first. "Husband and wife," cried Babu. "Cobras are faithful partners. They always travel together."